Let's come back to 58. I believe you were 31 years old.
Yep.
And then you ran your first time for lieutenant governor.
Uh-huh.
And the incumbent was?
Cowboy Pink Williams.
And 13 men.
13 men.
Campaigned for that office.
Yes. Now, I was the state representative from McAllister. Like I said, I'll go back to ninth grade. I wanted to be governor. I didn't want to be in the legislature, but I served there 8 years. To be real honest, I didn't want to be lieutenant governor. And I enjoyed being lieutenant governor, and I was there 16 years, but I wanted to be governor. So I was just climbing a ladder. So at the end of 8 years in the legislature, I decided I needed to run for something else. So I looked around, and I thought, well, I couldn't run for governor. I knew I wouldn't win it. Howard Edmondson was running and won it. I knew I couldn't win it, so I thought, well, I need to get to a statewide office, and I can put together a good campaign. So I ran for lieutenant governor against my own advice, never run against an incumbent if you don't have to. But I took a bunch of my friends, and we toured the Democratic counties in Oklahoma. We took a poll, and we asked two questions. The first question was, can Cowboy Pink Williams be defeated for re-election for his second term? And the poll was overwhelmingly, no, he can't be defeated. The second question was, are you going to vote for him? And the poll was overwhelmingly, no, they're not going to vote for him. That's the only question I took. Not what do you want in a lieutenant governor, not what should he stand for, but is he going to be re-elected? Absolutely. Are you going to vote for him? Absolutely not. So I ran against Cowboy Pink. 13 of us, including the mayor of Tulsa, James Norville, and including the sheriff of Muskogee County, who had, of all names, the last name of Kerr, no kin to Robert S. Kerr, but at the height of Bob Kerr's popularity. He got a lot of votes statewide just with the name Kerr. So in the Democratic primary, I had the mayor of Tulsa, the incumbent lieutenant governor, Cowboy Pink, and a guy named Kerr, sheriff of Muskogee, and others. But I ran second. That's why I'm for runoffs. I ran second in the primary, 100,000 votes behind the incumbent, Cowboy Pink. But with so many candidates and so many people saying they're not going to vote for him as an incumbent, he didn't win it without a runoff. So I knew the race was to get in the runoff with him. I didn't campaign to beat him in the primary. I campaigned to beat the other 11, so I'd be number two. This is not bragging. This is just political. I ran 100,000 votes behind him in the primary, and 3 weeks later, I beat him by 100,000 votes. 3 weeks later. And it was just an anti-vote to him.
Why such an anti-vote?
Although he was a neat guy, he just didn't have the image. Keep in mind that the lieutenant governor is a heartbeat away from the governor's office. I always said it's the insurance policy you hope you never have to cash. But in case something happened to the governor, you're the governor forever. So Cowboy Pink had gotten elected on a lark, mainly because of his name and a postcard. He beat an incumbent, Jim Berry from Stillwater. Cowboy Pink beat him. He was an unknown. He just had a funny name and ran for office. He won, but it wouldn't stand up to run for re-election. It just didn't hold water. They voted for him not knowing him, but once they knew him, they didn't want him to be next in line to be governor.
So here you are, 31. Was your age used against you in that campaign?
Yeah. Well, strangely enough, my age worked to my advantage. Here comes this young guy out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, J. Howard Edmondson, formerly from Muskogee, a county attorney in Tulsa County. His brother Ed was in Congress. Howard was 32 years old, a year and a half older than I. So he was sweeping the state in a youth movement. He was so dynamic. He was a John F. Kennedy of Oklahoma. He was Mr. Personality. He carried 76 counties in the general election out of 77, only lost one county. Howard was a youth movement. Well, he was in the runoff with Bill Atkinson, who developed Midwest City and who was the quote-unquote old guard. Howard was running to throw the old guard out. And Bill Atkinson was running as he's a successful businessman. That's what we need, not a politician. So my youth worked for me. Howard was captivating the youth movement. And here I was running for lieutenant governor a year and a half younger than he was. And of all things, Bill Atkinson endorsed me in the runoff for lieutenant governor against Cowboy Pink because he would say, I'm for young people too, and I want Nye to be my lieutenant governor. So both of the candidates for governor endorsed me, the kid, because one had the youth movement going, and the other one, he was trying to make the youth movement a part of his campaign. This is funny. I carried all 77 counties as lieutenant governor, my first statewide race, and Howard Edmondson carried 76. So for 4 years, Edmondson would get up and say something, and he'd sit down, and I'd say, I'm the lieutenant governor of all of the state. You don't represent all of it. He'd just give me fits.
The two of you being so young put you on the cover of Life magazine.
Yes. I recently was at a book sale in Texas at a farmer's market and saw that very Life magazine and bought it.
Good.
Oh, yeah, I have it. That's the year Nelson Rockefeller was elected. That's the year Barry Goldwater was elected. And golly, I looked at this, and here's Howard Edmondson and George Nye in the same magazine with those guys. He was the youngest governor in the nation, and I was the youngest lieutenant governor in the nation. And the state treasurer was Bill Burkhart from Pawhuska. He was the youngest treasurer. He was 34. So in the general election that year, there were only four offices up for election in the general election that wasn't settled in the primaries. So they elected a 31-year-old lieutenant governor, a 33-year-old governor, and a 34-year-old state treasurer, and a 70-year-old secretary of state. What was funny is that they called us boys' state. You remember the old television show, What's My Line?
Sure.
The panel's blindfolded. You just answer questions, and they guess what you do. Howard Edmondson went on that television program, and he was on there as the youngest governor in the nation. They contacted me about following it up. They thought it'd be kind of clever 2 weeks later to have the youngest lieutenant governor. That would throw them off. Then they decided, nah, that was enough of Oklahoma. They didn't need the lieutenant governor, too. So I didn't get to go on Watch My Line.
I remember, wasn't Kitty Carlisle? She
Kitty
was
Carlisle.
Part of that panel.
Oh, yeah. There was also a guy. He was on the panel. He was a columnist of some sort. This guy said, okay, I have to excuse myself from this. And he said, I can't participate in this because I know who it is. He said, I'll tell you why later. So he did not ask any questions. And later he said, I didn't participate because my wife is from Tulsa and I know who Howard Edmondson is.
How about that?
Yeah.
So was that a fun time for you, a good relationship?
Yes.
Did the two of you click? It doesn't often do that. So it was a good relationship?
Good. Yes. And I think what was unusual about it is that in the general election running against Republicans, the first and only time in Oklahoma history, we ran as a team. We had joint billboards ads with his picture and my picture. We ran joint TV ads with us both on it, radio ads. Both of it. We appeared at the same rallies. We campaigned as a team. Vote for Edmondson, you get Nye. Vote for Nye, you get Edmondson. It's never been done again that way. Let me just tell you, John, I think the lieutenant governor and the governor ought to run as a team. Constitution ought to be changed. You wouldn't want a vice president of a Democratic Party and a president of the Republican Party serving together because their mission is to kind of bring each other down. I think the lieutenant governor ought to be a partner of the governor.
Didn't that bother you, though? Here's J. Howard Edmondson, just a year and a half older than you.
Mm-hmm.
Probably hadn't declared at 14 that he wanted to be governor. And he was ahead of you in that regard. Did that bother you?
No. It was so much fun. He was so much fun. And I tell you, his wife, Jeanette, bless her heart, she's deceased also. His wife was a wonderful, wonderful lady. And let's see, Howard was elected in 58 as governor. I was elected as governor in 78, 20 years later. Now, in the meantime, he has passed away. And his widow, Jeanette, still a friend of mine, worked in my campaign. And I made a campaign vow that I would not promise any job or any appointment to anybody until after election. No one could say, you elect Nye and this guy's going to run the highway department, or elect Nye and this guy's going to do that. I said, I'll promise no job. I'll promise no highway. I'll make none of those promises. And after I'm elected, I'll serve the best I can. Election night, November 1978, 20 years after Howard was elected, I'm in a motel room with my wife, and we're waiting to go into the convention center to declare victory. Jeanette is with us. And I turned to Jeanette, and I said, Jeanette, I want you to be Secretary of State. So the first person that I ever offered a job to as governor-elect of Oklahoma was to the widow of the man who'd been elected governor with me as lieutenant governor 20 years before. That's how good our relationship was.
Was she one of the first females?
There were females that were in state government, but she became the major female.